Thank you so much, David, for coming along, sharing your testimony, your background, and what the Lord has done for you, and that trip to Madagascar. We certainly all found that really, really interesting and challenging too. And we appreciate you coming along tonight. Before we come to a close, there's one verse I just want to read to you and leave with you. It's found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, and it's the verse number 9. Luke chapter 19 and the verse 9. This day is salvation come to this house. This day is salvation come to this house. During these testimonies, we've been learning about how salvation has come to the lives of individuals. And as we hear testimonies, we're reminded of the various avenues that God takes people along, how different we are, our backgrounds. The Lord works in our lives in different ways, but yet he brings salvation to us. And here in Luke chapter 19, we have the story of Zacchaeus, and he was converted. And we have the story of his testimony here in the opening verses of this passage. And the Lord spoke to this man, Zacchaeus, and he said, "This day is salvation come to this house." Now, more than once tonight, David referred to the great statement of Christ's, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" And I was thinking about that missionary doctor that he related to, is him and his wife, and the lifestyle and the income that they have given up here in the UK, or indeed in any other developed country where they could be working and using their skills, but they have given all that up in order to serve the Lord and to help people that are very poor and to do it for the Saviour. And they have a great reward in heaven for that sacrifice. And this man, Zacchaeus, he was a very wealthy man, an extremely wealthy man. We're told that he was a little man. He was very small. But although he was little in stature, yet he was a big man. He was bold. He was somewhat obnoxious as well. He walked over the top of other people. In fact, he was so big, he was the most feared man in Jericho, in his home city. Everyone was afraid, terrified of this man, Zacchaeus, because he was a tax collector. He worked for the Romans, and he had lots of other tax collectors working for him, and he was even using every means that he could avail of. And there were really no laws and no regulations to keep him right. He just did what he pleased to get the money in for the Romans and to make as much profit for himself as he could. And therefore he strutted about really wealthy. He was protected by the Roman soldiers and he was out to get whatever money he could. That's what he lived for. He lived for the pound in his pocket. He lived for the income that he could achieve. That's all he wanted. And he was despised by others. He was hated by others. He was regarded as a traitor by his own people because he was in the employ of the Romans. But he didn't care. Because ultimately, he had the wealth and he had the prosperity. He had the nice house and he had everything that he could ever wish for. But he obviously wasn't happy. There was something in his life that wasn't right. And well, he knew it. And there was all this news that was floating around Jericho that Jesus is coming. And this would be the last time that Christ would visit this area before the cross. Actually, the cross was just a little way away. It was just days away. Calvary is only days away. In fact, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Passover. That last Passover when he would partake of that last Passover feast with his disciples just before the crucifixion. And so many people had heard about Jesus, and Zacchaeus too had heard about Jesus. And he wanted to see him, but he couldn't see him. Because this was one occasion where his height got in the way. And the people had all crowded in, and there wasn't one person was going to get out of the way to let Zacchaeus through. Everyone despised Zacchaeus. And whatever influence he had, well, that influence meant nothing. Because all of those people, they wanted to see Jesus, and he was crushed out. And so he was somebody always took an opportunity. He was an opportunist. And this was one occasion where his opportunism achieved something good. In the past, his opportunism was used to take money of people. But in this case, his opportunism got him to Jesus. And we're told in verse 3, he sought to see Jesus, who he was. He wanted to see Jesus. He got up into that tree, into that sycamore tree, where the Lord was going to pass by. And he thought, I'll just get a glimpse of this man. And what a shock he got when the Lord looked up and saw him. He didn't expect that. There were so many people around, he thought that in the leafy boughs of the sycamore tree that he would be okay. The Lord wouldn't see him. He got a glimpse. He didn't really want to draw attention to himself. After all, this man Jesus might not want anything to do with him, because who he was, he was regarded as a thief and a robber. Why would Jesus want him? He still wanted to see Jesus. And so Jesus stopped and he looked up, and the two men's eyes met. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Zacchaeus learned something that day, that Jesus loved him. Perhaps that was what was missing in his life, that sense of love, of belonging. So many people hated him. He had the wealth, he had the prosperity, but he was hated and he was derided. And he acted as if it didn't matter, but it did matter. And he was an outcast. He had lots of things that were wrong. Zacchaeus, make haste. I want to come to your house. Jesus loved Zacchaeus. That's what he learned that day, that Jesus loved him. Today, I must. It wasn't, I might or I want to, and will you let me come to your house? I'm coming, Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus received the message joyfully. We're told that he came down from that tree. He received him joyfully, and he had a feast in his house, and the Lord was there, the center of attention. And then he did something amazing. He gave half of his goods to the poor. All those things that had meant so much to him, he said, farewell. He gave them to the poor. And he did something else. If I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Whatever I have taken from people wrongly and illegitimately, and he had done that, I'm going to give them back four times as much. I'm going to put things right. I'm going to turn from my sin. And Jesus said, this day, salvation, come to this house. What about you tonight? What about you? Has salvation come to your house? Has salvation come to your life? Has Christ come to you? Oh, he has come. He's coming tonight. He's speaking to you. He's calling you. Don't pretend he's not calling you. The Lord knew Zacchaeus. The Lord knows you. The Lord called Zacchaeus. The Lord's calling you. The Lord says, today I must abide at your house. I must. This was Zacchaeus' one and only opportunity to come to Jesus. There never would be another opportunity, but he took that opportunity. Tonight, this may be your last opportunity to receive Christ the Savior. There might never be another opportunity. And you must be saved today, or there will be no other time, and I must preach to you from that perspective. Not that you should put it off to next week or some other time or some other occasion that you perhaps feel it coming to Christ. You might never feel it coming to Christ again, because it's the Lord that gives you that sense of desire. And he can take that desire away in a moment of time. Zacchaeus had the opportunity and he came. And the Lord said, this day is salvation come to this house. I wonder, will you come? Will you come? Will you turn from your sin? This man Zacchaeus, he turned from his sin. He put things right. You know what? It seemed such an extraordinary thing for him to put things right. It was a difficult thing for him to put things right. Repentance can be hard. And the devil would put obstacles in the way of repentance. But again, remember those words. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The cost of being a Christian is nothing compared to the cost of not being a Christian. You remember that. Do what the Lord wants you to do. Turn from your sin and come to him. If For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And he came to seek Zacchaeus, and he's coming to seek you. Will you give the Lord your life tonight? I pray that you will. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for our brother's testimony. We thank you for everyone that has joined us tonight. We pray, Father, that thou wouldest bless your word to every heart. And for those that do not know you, we pray there would be a getting right with you and a coming to the Savior. And that salvation would come to this house tonight in the Savior's name. Lord, part us from this place with your blessing. For Christ's sake, amen.